Well, thank you, Brother Hobson. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. Good to be back at Gospel Baptist Church, and good to see you that are seated in the congregation tonight. You that make up this local body, we're glad to see you tonight, and those that are visiting. And always a joy to come. We've been looking forward to this time together, and always look forward to coming here and being here. Brother Hobson and you, dear people, we're thankful the Lord's given us this time together. Good to see you smiling faces and see you seated in the house of the Lord. Good to hear you worship, sing, and pray, and I appreciate that tonight. What a blessing it is to be here. Thank the Lord for allowing us to come. Appreciate your prayers for us throughout the year, and I trust you'll pray for us tonight. The Lord would help us as we endeavor to teach and be used of Him tonight. I'm going to read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, and I want to look there in verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 1. We'll read the first two verses of that chapter tonight, then try to preach from that passage if the Lord would permit us and help us to do so tonight. And I trust He will help us and give us strength for this hour. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 1, when you find your place, if you're physically able and willing to do so, I invite you to stand with us. Of course, by standing, we're simply going to honor and reverence the reading of God's precious Word. And then after we read these two verses, we'll pray, and I appreciate again so much you praying for us, praying with us, that the Lord would help us and speak through it. Just for His honor and His glory tonight, I trust His will would be done among us. That's important, isn't it? That's the most important thing. His will done among us tonight. Hebrews 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to Him that appointed Him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house." Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You tonight for the privilege to pray. We thank You for the day that You've given us and the night as well. We appreciate, Lord, health and strength. We appreciate the nation that we live in, that we enjoy such freedom that we can come and worship You tonight. We thank You, Lord, for traveling mercy and grace, and we thank You for allowing us to be in the house of God. I appreciate the fact that You've saved us and put us in the family of God. Call us to preach, and You've given us an open door tonight. Thank You for Your Word You've preserved and the portion You've directed our heart to. And thank You for this gathering together tonight, for this good pastor and for these dear people that make up this local body, and for those that have come from other churches. I pray, Lord, You might speak to our hearts now. Lord, as we wait upon You and as we look to You tonight, Lord, I pray that You'd speak to our hearts. I pray You'd revive our spirits. I pray, God, that You'd renew and strengthen us tonight. I pray, God, that You'd look down from heaven and have mercy upon us and do among us what we cannot do for ourselves. I pray You'd work effectually and mightily in and through all of us. Reveal Yourself to every person that's come through those doors tonight, and reveal to each one of us our need of You. And Lord, help us now, we pray, as we look in the Word of God, Lord, we see ourselves as we are. Lord, but not just see ourselves, but be doers of the Word, that we can be changed into the self-same image from glory to glory. I pray You'd speak to every heart. I convict sinners of their need of You. I speak to the saints, that one that's grown cold or walking a distance from You. May they draw nigh tonight. That one that's discouraged, may they find encouragement. That one that's weak, may they be strengthened. Lord, may we all be drawn closer to You by the means of this service. May we leave here revived and refreshed. May we leave here with a greater desire to do the work of God. I leave with a greater and thank you for standing tonight. Well, I want to look at this passage tonight. Really, verse number one, there's a word that I'm interested in tonight that I want to preach to you about, if the Lord will help me, where the Bible said, consider. Consider. The Hebrew writer wanted the Hebrew believers to consider. And of course, in our text, he wanted them to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word consider means to perceive. It means to observe or to understand. It means to fix one's eyes or mind upon. And, of course, the Hebrew believers had their minds and their eyes fixed on everything other than the Lord Jesus. We ought to learn the lesson of Simon Peter, that when you take your eyes off of Jesus, as he did walking on the water on the stormy sea, he began to sink. And you and I will sink in our spiritual walk, in our Christian endeavor, if we take our eyes off of the Lord Jesus. Now, there is a lot of things, my friend, that pull our minds and our hearts, our affections, our attention, and our consideration. But whatever it is that makes us quit observing and understanding and considering attentively the Lord Jesus, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. Amen. The Hebrew believers that the writer was writing here, Jesus' name tonight. And so, 50 years of both Baptist churches, as long as you get saved, that's it. Amen. Oh, yeah. But the Bible said, God set in the church first the apostles. Amen. And then the evangelist, and then the teachers and all the others for the perfection of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Woo! I needed preaching to get saved, and I need preaching since I've been saved. Yeah. To be the kind of person that God expects me to be and wants me to be. Hallelujah. Yes, woo! I can't get no more saved than I am tonight. I couldn't get no more saved than I know. The moment I got born again, I got a split second after I got saved, I couldn't have gotten no more saved.
Of use, have their senses. That's chapter 1, give all diligence to add to your faith. Virtue, add to your faith. You say, I have faith? Well, add to it. But Peter said, add some things to your faith.
Amen.
Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. And if these things be in you abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Thank God, why? He's a babe. He's on milk. He hadn't known strong meat. Amen. And he's weak in his faith. He's weak in his living. He's not discerned of our usefulness, of his senses. What's good and what's evil? What causes him or her to have a closer relationship, fellowship with God, a closer walk with God, and have more power with God? Anybody hear me? Woo! Amen. So he wanted them to consider, amen, the apostle and high priest of their profession, because they're considering going back because they were not matured spiritually. Secondly, they were considering going back because of their manifold sufferings. Amen. They were suffering much and many. Amen. But he told them when they first had got saved, you endured a great fight of afflictions, and you just made a gaze and stopped both by reproaches and afflictions. Amen. So you took it good then. The world looked on you then and could see Christ in you. Why do you stop now? Why do you draw back now? Amen. You may have manifold temptation, but it's not going to be easier if you go back to where you come. You think you're going to get up from under your suffering. But he said the thing about it is, you're leaving what is life. You're leaving what is the best. You're leaving what God has ordained. Amen. How to be superior and better than what you come out of. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. And how you're going to go back there and not fall from, you're going to go back and fall from grace and it not get unsaved, but you're going to fall from that freedom and that liberty that there is in Christ and get in bondage again over all that stuff is in bondage. Amen. And lastly, they considered going back because of the message of the Scriptures. They had failed to heed the message of the Scriptures. For verse 2, 1 said, we're to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And they had let slip what they had heard. And when you let the Word of God slip by you, that's where your anchor is.
Right.
That's where your strength, that's where your root is, your deepness of earth. And if you don't have that, every wind of doctrine, every temptation, every trial, every difficult, every stumbling block, every offense, I will sway you and knock you down. Hallelujah. And they'll come. They will come. Anybody still listening to me tonight? Are you? Is it all you can stand? Amen. Hallelujah. So we said, wherefore, holy brother? And the wherefore means, based on what I told you in chapter 1 and chapter 2. Hallelujah. Wherefore, holy brethren, thank God, I've seen you put a lot of stock in what angels have spoke and what angels have said. He said, there's one that spoke that's greater than the angels.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 9 said, geez, we see Jesus made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He said, you put a lot of stock in what angels said, but he said, God has spoken to you holy brethren.
That's right.
Man, that word holy means reverend. Means worthy of. It means to be sanctified. Wherefore, holy brethren, you've not been set apart. You've not been put in this grace of God. You've not been called to this. And he said, why would you go back to something that's inferior to where you're at now?
Amen.
Holy brethren. And he said, not only are you holy brethren, but he said, you're partakers of the heavenly calling. The word partake means you're sharing in. You've got to share in a heavenly calling. Heavenly calling is a divine invitation to embrace the salvation of God. Amen. And by the way, that's the way you do get in tonight. It's a divine invitation. Hallelujah. You don't snap your fingers and tell God when you're going to do it. Hey, God, he invites you. And if he don't invite you, you don't get in. But thank God if he calls you, the door's wide open and you can come in. Woo! Hey, God, and he's able to say to the uttermost, all that come to God by him, he ever liveth and abideth to make intercession for us. Amen. Hey, God, and if the Father has brought you and invited you tonight, hey, God, if you'll come to the Son, he said, I will in no wise cast you out.
Amen.
What a blessed invitation. You ever been invited? I don't mean mama said, don't you want to go? I don't mean papa said, hey son, don't you think it's time you got serious about this? Or your best friend said, won't you go with me? Or your wife or your husband, hey God, or some brother or sister, hey God said, won't you go? Or somebody in the church, but thank God, setting their mind in your own business. All of a sudden, thank God, that gospel message that you've been hearing all these days, all these weeks, all these months, all these years, all of a sudden it crawled up inside of you and something shook you where you had never been shook before, and you heard somebody calling your name and you felt things you never had felt before, and you tried to deny it. You looked around to see if anybody was watching you. You felt so guilty and ashamed. It is that divine invitation. Well, I'm glad I'm partakers of the heavenly calling. I know what it is. But if we call out to this world and call in to the family of God, well, bless his name. It's a heavenly calling. It's a holy calling. It's a heartfelt calling. Amen. It's a call of God. Hallelujah. And if you ever get it, you'll not deny it. You can't shake it off. You won't sleep it off. You won't dope or drink it off. It's a divine call. I'm glad of the day. He in his grace. I reached down where I sat and said, come, come, come unto me. Hallelujah.
What a day. What a day.
Woo! I'm glad I got the call. And it was from heaven. Hallelujah. It was a heavenly calling. A divine invitation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If the President of the United States never invites you to the White House, or the governor never invites you to the state capitol in your state, amen. Hallelujah. If the Queen of England never invites you to the palace, amen. Thank God if one of the sheiks, amen, or princes of the Middle East never invite you, thank God, into their world, you have the greatest invitation when the Lord of glory, thank God, will send the Holy Ghost out to you and say, come into my family. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. He said, you're considering trying to go back so you can relieve the pressure, the problems, so you can get away from the people. He said, you need to consider, amen, holy brother, and you that have the divine calling, that heavenly calling. He said, you need to consider, you need to look again at the apostle and high priest of your profession. Amen. And so he said, consider. Quit considering your trials, your suffering, your sorrow, your heartache, your disappointment. Quit considering all the bad and consider him, the object of your profession. Who is he? He's the apostle and high priest of your profession. As the apostle, he's God's representative to you.
Amen.
An apostle simply means a delegate. Amen. A messenger. An ambassador, if you'll have it. One sent with orders. Amen. One sent forth with authority and with power.
Amen.
Woo! Man, down at the temple, them doctors and lawyers of the Mosaic law looked at Christ and said, where'd you get this learning? You never did set it none of our feet. You never did set it none of our rabbis' feet and get taught. Said you've been in the carpenter shop all this time. Thank God you've been wearing the nail apron. You don't know anything about what we know, he said. Come on! Amen. Consider the object of your profession. First of all, he's the apostle of God. He's God's spokesman. He's God's messenger. And he's come with authority and power to tell you what God said. Hallelujah. And what did Moses say? And the woman caught in adultery, that we should storm. But what sayest thou? Amen. He that's without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And when they all left, Jesus said, where are those thine accusers? Doth no man condemn thee? She said, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, you mean he accepts more than what's the law? No, the law tells us what God expects. And then the flesh couldn't produce what God expected out of us in the law. The flesh comes short. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. But here come the apostle of our profession, Jesus Christ. And he was made of a woman and made under the law. Not under the law. Cursed on the tree. Hallelujah. Oh, and fulfill the law to the jot and the tittle. Amen. And come out on resurrection morning and said, I've done away with what was keeping you from my Father. You're welcome in. If you'll come through me in repentance and faith, well, bless his name.
That's grace and truth. Consider the apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he said, don't just consider the object of your profession the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, consider he's also the high priest of your profession. Amen. And he said, you fellows, you ladies, your brothers and sisters ought to know you've got to have a high priest or you can't get to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And under the Old Testament, the priesthood was under the Levites, and the high priesthood was under Aaron's order. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh my. But he said, God's got another high priest in Christ. And he's greater than the Levitical priesthood and the Aaronic priesthood, because he ever liveth and abideth to make intercession for us. And he was God's apostle first. That is his representative, his messenger. Amen. His ambassador, his spokesman to tell you what God wanted you to know. But he said then he turned around and he let you know what God wanted you to know. Died at Calvary. Thank God that he went back to heaven as a man. Amen. The God man, the first man in heaven. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. Yeah. And now he's not just representing God to man. He's representing men to God. And you can't get to God except you come through him. Hallelujah. Oh, but because he's touched with the feet of your infirmities, he was in all points just as you are, yet without sin, you can come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Consider the apostle and high priest of your profession.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's better than Moses. He's better than Aaron. He's better than the Levitical priesthood. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets.
Hallelujah.
And he's the one you said he was yours. If he's yours, why do you need to go back to somebody that's in the area of time? Stay with what you've got. Stay with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. So I submit to you tonight, based on this letter and this epistle that Paul wrote to the Hebrews, to consider Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the object of their profession, the one who they laid hold on and said, he is mine, to consider his apostle, that he's the apostle and the high priest of your profession. And who else do you need? God said nobody greater to speak to you. And there's nobody up there to speak for you that's no greater. You've got him all in one through the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you
You ladies, if you have a pattern and you cut out a dress or an article of clothing or whatever you're going to fix and you have a pattern, you go with that pattern. Once you get it cut out and sewed together, you don't keep the pattern. You don't wire the pattern.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You put the pattern away and say, I got the real thing. Now,
yeah.
All that was just a pattern, but he's the real thing.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah, thank God. And he said, y'all come to him now, the apostle high priest of your profession. So why in the world we consider going back? Consider you come. My God. Hallelujah. To the great one, to the apostle and high priest of your profession, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you're here tonight, saint of God, and living the Christian life has become discouraging, and the burdens have become heavy for you to bear, investigate, consider why it is tonight. Have you failed to mature spiritually? Is it because of manifold suffering? Is it because that you've failed to take the message of the Scriptures? And do you think honestly, by drawing back to perdition, by moving away from where you're at, that it's going to get any easier? No. Hallelujah. The victory's ahead. The promise is ahead. You have patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Hallelujah. And then tonight I want to ask you that may be here in this service that's never been saved, never been partakers of that heavenly calling, but tonight God has wooed you, has warmed your heart. I want to ask you to consider Him tonight. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's none like Him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of everybody that's ever come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He's never turned them away. And one has never come to Him that He had to say, I can't handle your case. And one has never come to Him and Him do a work in their life that they walked away and said, I'm sorry I let you do that. I wish I'd have never got saved. Oh, no, for Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I think about my grandfather. Didn't get saved till he's in his 50s. Never seen him in church except for a funeral. He got to come into church, him and grandmother, after the Lord saved me, called me to preach, coming to hear me preach as I invite him to come. And the Lord worked in their heart. They got to come in and got in the gospel. And they got saved. And grandpa would stand and he'd say, only one thing I regret about being saved, that I didn't get saved a whole lot younger.
Yeah. That's good.
Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, sinner, consider the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He's the only Savior and the all-sufficient Savior. Y'all hearing me tonight? Satan will lead you to the regions of the damned. Religion will lead you to the regions of the damned. Your self-righteousness will lead you to the regions of the damned. But Christ came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And nobody can love you like He loves you. Thank God that He laid down His life. He gave His life that He might win you tonight. Everybody stand, please. I'm through preaching. Thank you for your patience and prayers tonight. I want to ask tonight, would everybody in the building consider the Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle and the high priest of our profession tonight? And if you need to come as a child of God, you've been burdened and thinking about quitting or just backing up or backing down because of what's been going on around you and in your life, why don't you come tonight and say, Lord, I fail to consider you. I've been considering everybody else and what they said and what I failed and what others have done or not done or how folks have acted or not acted or how they've reacted and not reacted. And Lord, I'm tired of that. I want to consider you. You're mine. Regardless of what they do or don't do, regardless of what the co-workers say, what my family says, what others say or do to me, Lord, I want to press on. I want to grow on. Unto perfection, unto spiritual maturity.
Oh, yes.
And I wonder, is there a sinner among us tonight that you'd consider the Lord Jesus your Savior tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He left heaven, came to the sin-cursed world to lead you from this sin-cursed world to heaven. And He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. No man, including you, can get to the Father or come to the Father but by Him. When you take the way of the cross tonight, will you follow Jesus out of this world into that better world? Would you be saved? Would you be born again? Would you repent of your sins and take Him by faith tonight as the Lord and Savior of your life tonight? Would you do it? Oh, would you come? Would you consider tonight? Would you fix your mind and eyes attentively on the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And what will you do with Him?
Oh, yes.
Would you consider Him? When you look at Him, can you say His power? I find no fault in Him. Can you consider that there's none like Him tonight? Why don't you commit your life to Him? Why don't you give your heart to Him tonight? Why don't you commit your soul and the keeper of your soul unto Him tonight? Why don't you resign your will to Him tonight? He's looking out for your best interest tonight. And all He wants to do is to save you and to help you tonight. If you'll turn from self-centered sin and look to the Savior, He has exactly what you need tonight. Consider Him. Fix your mind on Him. Look at Him tonight. Judgment of God. But He's the best thing that ever happened to anybody. The best friend of God. He'll be a prayer that's been chosen in a brother. Consider Him tonight. Let Him have His way in your life tonight. Open your heart to Him. Open your mind to Him. Open your spirit and body to Him tonight. Say, yes, Lord. I want to be saved. Yes, Lord. I want to serve You. Yes, I'll go with You. Whatever, Lord. He'll lead you right tonight. Your own flesh and Satan's society. The world leads you down. But He'll lead you home. He'll lead you right. He'll lead you up. He'll lead you to heaven. Consider, sinner. Hey, child of God, consider the apostle. And I appreciate it for God. I want you to consider tonight. Do something about it. Repent. Get right. Trust Him. Give it all to Him tonight for going back.
Let Him have His way with you tonight.
Good liberty. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for that. I appreciate it.